More than 3,000 organic farmers and advocates are meeting in La Crosse. It's more than a crowd of Wisconsinites. The annual Moses Conference attracts people from Armenia to Uganda. By the way, Moses is the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz didn't join the international conversation. Instead, she visited a farmer in Racine County who typifies the spirit of Moses. She found him working on a host of mini-scale projects.
I'm directed to walk through the white gate back to the field. It's huge back here. A couple of little outbuildings, three outbuildings. Fenced garden area. You can hear our friends.
Snow was still on the ground when I paid Charlie Tennyson a visit at his four-acre parcel in Mount Pleasant. Tennyson waves me in.
We're just doing our third load. The team's doing really well. And this is Kristen.
Kristen is his friend, and he's teaching her how to drive the team. The team is comprised of Sebastian, Rosie, and Cassie. They're miniature donkeys. Their job is to pull a homemade sled loaded with compost that resident chickens, goats, and sheep contributed.
And we're going to ask her to drive this down to my field and put our third load of compost onto a place where I'm going to plant some corn next year.
All right. Ready? Walk on. Walk on.
Tennyson says this is a perfect time to spread the nutrient-rich load. He aims to use as much human and animal power as possible to sustain his operation, and the donkeys fit in nicely.
They can plow, they can cultivate, and they can disc. Also, there's a small cart, and if I have 100 pounds of potatoes, I think they can move that for me as well.
They're clever.
Which accounts for the reputation. People say they're stubborn. They're actually just so smart that they know that it's easier to stand still. So you need to work with their nature.
And Tennyson says they don't eat much. The former Bayview resident revels in being a do-it-yourselfer. He constructed his barn and chicken coop. And he bakes, a passion that led him to try a new crop. Some baking books recommended the use of turkey red, so he planted his own plot a few years ago. Turkey red is a hardy winter wheat that blanketed fields in the Midwest and Great Plains back in the 1870s. Tennyson says it's resurfacing among artisan bakers as a coveted ingredient, so he expanded his field.
I ended up planting 11 acres last year.
He also unearthed an intriguing UW-Madison study from the year 1919.
Different experiments that were done with different varieties of wheat before the agricultural revolution, and I'm trying to grow them out, experiment with them, and see which is a good wheat for growing organically in the state of Wisconsin.
Tennyson is making headway. Last year, he produced 10,000 pounds of grain and attracted customers.
It goes round and round.
In his basement, Tennyson mills his grain using the machine he built. He planned to replace it with a larger model.
Yeah, this can only do about 40 pounds an hour, and I want to be able to do a couple hundred pounds an hour. Then I can fulfill an order for the grocery store or for a baker. Just do that on the weekend.
As Tennyson heads out for one last donkey compost haul, he reflects on what's next.
The wheat project looks like there's a fantastic market, so I'll continue to do that. My dream would just be to live on a 30-acre farm, run it with horses and donkeys. You'd have 5 to 10 acres of just prime animal-powered wheat for sale every year. You know, that would be the cash crop.
Yet he won't give up his day job as a software developer until the time is right. Tennyson says one mini step at a time. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Hey, it's street time.